High School Basketball is brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And good late afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome to the Class D5 Boys District Semifinal Basketball game tonight here at Kearney High School. The Adams Central Patriots, the top seed in this six-team district, taking on the Holdridge Dusters of the coach Jerry Buck. The Dusters, the number four seed in this tournament. The winner tonight moves on to the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock against the winner of tonight's second game between number two, McCook, and number three, Lexington. So it's the Adams Central Patriots, the Holdridge Dusters, their second meeting of this basketball season. They began the season, seems like a rather long time ago, maybe back on December the 4th, with Adams Central beating Holdridge 69-35 at Holdridge in the first round of the Adams Central Tournament. It was the Adams Central Tournament, but it was played at Holdridge. These two teams usually start the season against each other, and it was all Patriots to open the season 69-35. Adams Central jumping up with a 16-5 first quarter lead and a 35-15 halftime lead as Nate Arl led the Patriots with 16. Zach Hunt added 13, and that got the Patriots on their way to an 18-3 regular season with that win to open the season against Holdridge. The Patriots have not played since February 19th, so this is the 10th day without actual competition. They ended the regular season winning at Hastings High School 70-44. The Patriots on a two-game winning streak. They are 18-3 overall and defeated Holdridge to start the season 69-35. And the Patriots have defeated every team in this district with the exception of McCook. They did not play McCook during the regular season. The Holdridge Dusters, Jerry Buck's team, comes in with 7 wins and 14 losses. They are also on a two-game winning streak, concluding the regular season at York with a 61-52 win over a pretty good York team. And then in the first round of this tournament on Saturday night, the Dusters defeated Grand Island Northwest 44-32. So the Dusters at 7-14, they have struggled this year, but they are on a two-game winning streak, and they are always tough this time of year in this district tournament, as they know, as the Patriots know also, you're 2 wins away from going to the boys' state basketball the tournament. So you have to come out and do the job tonight to get in those finals tonight. Win and move on. That's what it's about pretty much right now for everybody. So Adams Central at 18-3 and Holdridge at 7-14 will tip off in just a few minutes. The Adams Central Patriots coming in, Patriots scoring 64 points a game on average. They like to get up and go if they can and get up and down the floor. They average 64 a game. They've given up 50 per contest. And the Patriots do a pretty good job with that running game. They only turn it over under 12 times, force the opposition into 14 turnovers a game. Adams Central, total field goal percentage and 2- and 3-point field goals, 45% for the year, and their opponents only 39% from the floor. So the Patriots have played pretty good defense against the shot this season. The Patriots, 33% from 3-point range, and they're a good free throw shooting team at 71% on the season. So the Patriots have come in and out-rebounded their opponents by about 4 per contest. So Adams Central has beaten the opposition, of course, pretty much all season long, and they will hope to continue that tonight against the Holdridge Dusters, coming in at 7-14 on the basketball season. A lot of basketball coming your way tonight on our family of stations at Platte River Radio. A little bit later on, our sister station, 1230 KHS, will be the district championship game for Hastings St. Cecilia, as they will be taking on David City. That game at Aurora High School at 7 o'clock, that game on 1230 KHS. On our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ FM 94.5, we have a Class C1 district championship game as Minden is taking on top-ranked Shadron. That's out in Sutherland, that game on The Breeze tonight. Also tonight on Classic Hits 98.9, a Class C2 district championship game between Ravenna and Axtell. That's number one versus number two in the ratings and the point standings for that C2 district championship. That's right here in Kearney, in fact, at the UNK Helping Sports Center. That game on Classic Hits 98.9 starting at 7 o'clock. And the Kearney Bearcats begin the play tonight, or continue play in their Class A district. That's in Hastings at the Hastings High School. And Kearney will be on the floor tonight. That game on 1460 KXPN out of Kearney. That's Kearney and Omaha Central tonight. That's at Bellevue East, excuse me, not at Hastings High. Moved Kearney over to Bellevue East, and they're playing at Bellevue East against Omaha Central. So a lot of basketball coming your way on our family of stations, the Flat River Radio, right here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. It's the Adams Central Patriots and the Hovers Dusters. This is the Class B5 District Semifinal. The winner moves on to the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Of course, if it is Adams Central, we'll have it for you again tomorrow night right here on ESPN at 6:45 for the pregame. We will take a timeout, and when we return, we'll give you the starting lineups. First quarter play-by-play after this 1 minute timeout.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Grow more ROI this spring season. Ask your John Deere dealer about Swath Control Pro for planning and product applications. Using GPS, Swath Control Pro automatically turns your boom or implement sections off and on, helping you to minimize skips and reduce overlaps, especially in point rows, headlands, and waterways. Experience higher yields, a reduction in input costs, and faster return on your investment. Swath Control Pro integrates with the Green Star 2 system and is available across many different platforms. Stop at Samuelson Equipment Company in Hastings and Red.
And welcome back to Kearney High School, the playing of our national anthem. Adams Central and Holdridge about ready to duel here in this B5 district semifinal game for Adams Central. They are expected to start a Zach Hunt, a 6'1" senior. Zach leads the way in scoring at 16 a game, 4 rebounds. It'll be Nate Arlt, the 5'9" senior. Nate averaging 8.3 points per game. Connor Lyons, who averages 8.6 points per game, will start. He is a 6'3 senior. Calvin Ott, a 6'2" junior, will start for the Patriots. He averages 5.2 points a game. And Brady Barrett, who is 6' sophomore, 14.5 points a game, will start. So Hunt leads the way at 16 a game, and Brady Barrett at 14 per contest for the Patriots. The leading rebounder is Zach Hunt at 4 a game for Adams Central. The Patriots 18-3 on the year. For the Hovers Dusters, Jerry Buck's team of 7-14 will start the 5'10" junior Ross Martin, 6' junior Jordan Schultz, 6'3" junior Jared Netrick, 5'10" junior Jared Schoeneman, and the 5'10" senior Lincoln Pearson. So four juniors and a senior for the Hovers Dusters. But these guys have a pretty good varsity experience, and they played over the years at Holdridge, and the one senior in the starting lineup, Lincoln Pearson. We expect to see Alex Schoeneman, the twin of Jared Schoeneman, and Robbie Allman, Tyler Cate, and Julie Isaacson. They're all underclass and all juniors, so a good junior class for Holdridge. They will have a senior-laden team next year. Adam Seville with Hunt and Arnold as seniors, and Connor Lyons and Calvin and Brady Barrett as sophomore. Adam Seville, the home team tonight in the home white uniforms. They have the red, the numerals, red and blue trim. Holdridge in the traveling gold uniforms with the black numerals and trim. Jared Nedrick, the 6'3 junior. Connor Lyons, the 6'3 senior for Adams Central. These teams match up pretty well as far as height is concerned. They just will have a little bit more of that up front with Calvin Off, the big guy in the middle, the 6'2 junior. And the basketball going to be in the air, and the tip is controlled by the Holdridge Dusters, and they have the ball with Ross Martin. Adams Central will fall back in a man-to-man defense on the left wing. It goes to Jared Schoeneman. Schoeneman top of the key now to Jordan Schultz. Right side to Ross Martin. Inside, but has no pass. They're on the left wing now with the basketball. Schoeneman inside, a runner from 7. Going to be off there and good. In the hole for Jared Schoeneman. And Holdridge jumps out to the lead of the score of 2-0 on their first possession. Adams Central front court will face a man-to-man defense. Arnold in the front court as the Patriots spread it out a little bit. Arnold takes a 15-footer shot. No good. A long rebound goes into the lane. Alvin Ott tries to come out of there with it. Lost control of it, but a jump ball is called. So our first alternate possession jump ball called. It will be Patriot basketball. Again, Adams Central hasn't played in 10 days, so they're in competition. Trying to shake off some, maybe some early game rust here. Get into it, but Tom Schlechter not concerned about that. Hunt in the corner for 3. It's in the air. It's going to be in the hole. Zach Hunt for 3. And the Patriots jump out here 3-2 lead. Each team hits their first field goal, second field goal attempt for the Patriots. They go ahead 3-2. Holder's shooting the basket to our right, has the basketball in the front court. Schultz on the left wing for Lincoln Pearson, the only senior in the starting lineup for Holder. Goes to his left on the baseline, inside to Nedrick. Guarded by Ott. Jared will turn. Up and under, shot off the glass, and good. Jared Nedrick for the field goal, and it's 4-3 in favor of Holdridge. Up drives to the baseline, dishes back out to Arn. Left wing to Connor Lyons for three in the air. Going to be off there, no good. The rebound comes to Ross Martin. Martin, the junior, controls for Holdridge into the scoring zone. 4-3 Dusters early in period number one. B5 semifinal here tonight at Holdridge High School. Dusters have the basketball. They're looking inside for Nedrick. Free throw line pass to Jordan Schultz to Schoeneman. Schoeneman back to Schultz. Inside the lane. Spins in there. Bounce pass back out to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson on the wing. Back to the top of the key to Ross Martin. Connor Lyons with the defense there. Martin to Nedrick. Jared with it. Top of the key now to Pearson. The right side to Ross Martin. To Schultz. Left wing to Pearson. Very patient are the Dusters here against this man. There's a pass stolen by Nate Arnold. Arnold will drive against the big fella. Nedrick puts the shot up. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Foul going to be calling Jared Nedrick. That's his first. Nedrick had the height on Arnold. Arnold took it to the hoop. Missed the shot, but Nedrick is called for the personal foul. And Nate Arnold to the free throw line to shoot two for Adams Central. 4-3 Holdridge. We play 2 minutes and 1 second here. Blaine Dulis with you at Kearney High School. B5 just for basketball. Nate Arnold's free throw is up and good. Nate is again a good free throw shooting team. Over 70% on the year, and Arnold ties it at 4. Nate will shoot the second. It is in the air, and it is going to be rolling down and good. 5-4 now in favor of Adams Central. Patriots in a little backcourt pressure. Ross Martin in the backcourt. To the timeline, a pass to Schoeneman. Schoeneman gets in the lane, loses control of the ball, but it rolls to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson now to Schultz. Somebody's lost a shoe. Now the officials are going to call timeout. Jared Schoeneman, the junior, lost his shoe. Heading for the lane that time, so the officials call the timeout and let Jared get his shoe back on. We have the Wells father and son, Joe and Brooks, and Kurt Heinrich officiating this basketball game tonight. Holdridge will inbound the basketball on the far sideline. When Jared gets that shoe back on, of course, you got to lace that thing up tight. So no wonder those shoes come off. But he lost it, has the shoe back on, and Jared's going to inbound on the far sideline between the rings. 5-4 Adams Central, 5:49 to go in the first quarter. Inbound the basketball to Jordan Schultz. Schultz now to Schoeneman. Inside to Nedrick. Double team there. Knocked away and stolen by Arnold. Steal by Arnold. Turnover on the Dusters. Arnold will pass it. His pass is going to be picked off by Jordan Schultz, so the Patriots turn it over. Team exchange turnover in the front court is Ross Martin now. Martin now to Schultz. Jordan with it. Inside to Nedrick. Back out to Ross Martin, and he will slow the basketball up.
Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes.
Difficulties here, and we're back to the ball game. We're tied at 8-8 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Adams Central and Holdridge in this B5 district. Hopefully we'll have no more problems tonight with that. We'll try to keep it on here from Kearney. Hunt has the ball, and he travels in the front court. It's 8-8. Jared Nedrick has a two-point field goal. We missed one field goal for Holdridge. They'll try to get who scored that. Zach Hunt made his second three-pointer. And it's 8-8 here with 4:13 to go in the first quarter. So it looks like we've got a very competitive basketball game as the Holders Dusters inbound and turn the basketball over. Adam Central has Connor Lyons on the floor, Brady Barrett, Jake Fowler, Matt Obermiller, and Zach Hunt. On the floor is Lincoln Pearson for the starter out there for the Dusters. Robbie Alban, the 6'1 junior, has checked in. Joey Isaacson, the 6'5 junior. Jordan Schultz, a 6'1" junior on the floor, and Jared Schoenemann, the 5'10 junior. Tied at 8, halfway through the first quarter. Adam Central basketball. Connor Lyons drives into the lane, shoots from 7, going to be good. Connor Lyons goes for the hoop and scores, and Adam Central leads by the score of 10-8. Holders in the backcourt and pressure in the backcourt by the Pacers. There's a lob into the front court to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson will slow the basketball up. Dishes back out to Jared Schoenemann. Schoenemann for the Dusters between the rings. Now dribbles to his right. Bounce pass on the right side to Robbie Allman. Jake Fowler on the defense. They're top of the key to Isaacson. Left wing to Schoenemann. Goes to the baseline. Spins it back out to Allman. Chopped by Lincoln Pearson in here. Is going to be short. No good run down by Brady Barrett in the corner for the Patriots. 10-8. Adams Central in the lead. Front court, it's Obermiller. Back to Hunt. Back to Obermiller. Takes the three from the wing. Going to be off there. No good. An air ball. Grabbed by Connor Lyons. Lyons on the baseline. Pass underneath to Obermiller, and he scores. That Obermiller gets received from Connor Lyons. The Patriots have their biggest lead at 12-8. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Basketball's Isaacson in the backcourt. Back to Jordan Schultz. Schultz the bounce pass to the timeline to Robbie Allman. Crosses it into the scoring zone. Gives it up to Lincoln Pearson for the Dusters. Back to Allman on the right wing for Holders. Top of the key to Jordan Schultz on the left wing to Lincoln Pearson. Isaacson turns from 5 off the glass and rim. No good, but he's fouled by Connor Lyons. Connor picks up his first. Julie Isaacson is a 6'5" junior for the Patriots. They're only taller than 6'3 inside. So Isaacson turned and missed the shot, but was fouled, and he'll shoot two. Joey's free throw's no good on the first. Foul in the act. Nick Stein checked in for the first time for the Patriots. Coming in is Tyler Cate, a 6-foot junior for Holdridge. Connor Lyons goes out. Zach Hunt out. Stein checks in, and Nate Arnold back in. Stein, Arnold, Fowler, Barrett, and Obermiller for Adams Central. 12-8 Patriots. Second free throw by Isaacson is up, and this one's in and out, no good. Grabbed by Stein, knocked out of bounds by the Dusters, Robbie Allman. Back in the game, Jared Nedrick, the 6'3 junior for the Dusters. Look for him to work inside now with Lyons on the bench and Ott on the bench also. Nedrick back in for the Dusters. Arnold, front court for Adams Central, leading here 12-8 in the first quarter. 2.5 minutes to go. Right side to Fowler. Jake with it. Gives it back up to Stein. Nick Stein, top of the key to Nate Arnold for the Adams Central Patriots. Trying to win their 19th game of the year. Arnold to the baseline. Dishes underneath Obermiller. It's tapped around. Obermiller grabs it. Tries to get rid of it. To go to the floor. It's a tie-up and a jump ball called. And the Dusters got the basketball, and they take a timeout. So we'll have possession when we return from this timeout. We'll take one with 2:13 to go. Adams Central 12. Holdridge 8. Back in 30 seconds.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations. And now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. That jump ball before it was called, the Dusters had possession, and they called a timeout. They would have had the ball and jump ball call, and they all been holding the possession, so they will get it next time on a jump ball. So the Dusters used the timeout. They had the ball. Adams had at least 12-8, getting near the two-minute mark of period number one. Dusters have the basketball. Tyler Caton on the wing to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson inside to Nedrick, who had 6 of the 8 Duster points. Dishes back out to Pearson. He will drive into the lane, put up a shot, going to be off there, no good. Knocked around at the baseline. It's out of bounds off of the Patriots, and it'll be Duster basketball. And Lincoln Pearson to inbound. Our Dusters will try to use the 6-3 frame of Nedrick inside. He scored 6. There's a 3-ball in the air. Going to be up and good. Nothing but miss there by Tyler Caton. Caton cuts the lead down to 1, 12-11. Adams Central. Caton with his first shot makes a 3-pointer. Arnold has the basketball to Stein. 12-11 Patriots. It's Stein into the lane. Bounce pass baseline to Obermiller. Back out to Stein. Flashes his way to the hoop, and he travels with the basketball. Turnover on Adams Central. The basketball to Holdridge. Back in Calvin Ott for Adams Central. And going to the bench going to be Jake Fowler. Zach Hunt will also check back in for the Patriots. And Ross Martin in for the Dusters. And back in Connor Lyons for Adam Semple. So Hunt on the floor with Lyons, Overmiller, Ott, and Arlt going to the bench is Barrett for the first time. 12-11, Adam Semple in the lead. Holders with the basketball. Ross Martin across the timeline and into the scoring zone. Gives the basketball up to Robbie Allman. Allman top of the key pass is going to be run down at the timeline by Alex Schoeneman. The pass is going to be almost stolen by Nate Arlt. He hits the scorer's bench and couldn't save it from going out of bounds. It's off the Patriots. It'll be Holders basketball. 1:21 to go, first quarter, 12-11, Patriots. Down it in the backcourt to Ross Martin. Martin for the Dusters. To the timeline, goes to the floor, keeps his dribble. Nate Arnold with the defense, crosses that timeline into the scoring zone, gives it up to Robbie Allman. Allman for the Dusters. Connor Lyons with the defense there, top of the key pass to Alex Schoeneman, the 5'9 junior who's on the floor. Schoeneman gives it up, trying to save the basketball. It's going to go out of bounds. The Dusters were pressed at the timeline, and Ross Martin tried to pass it into the front court and threw it out of bounds. Brady Barrett back in for Adam Central, and Matt Overmiller goes out. So the Patriots have their five starters on the floor to end this first quarter the way it looks. 1:01 to go, 12-11, Adam Central. Largest lead has been four, Patriots at 12-8. It has been close. It's been good. It's been very competitive. Good ball game here tonight. Zach Hunt with the basketball into the scoring zone, gets a couple of screens but has no shot. Now he's to the lane, dishes back out to Connor Lyons. Lyons bounce pass to Barrett, slashes into the lane. Barrett's shot put up is going to be short, but he's fouled in play, and Brady Barrett will go to the free throw line. Shoot two for Adams Central. Foul going to be called on Ross Martin for the Dusters. Second team foul. This will be a two-shot situation. Only three fouls in this basketball game so far, and Brady Barrett looking for his first point in and out of the first free throw. 12-11, Patriots, 42 seconds to go. Dusters, very quick outfit, very athletic. Patriots, quick and athletic also. So, second free throw by Barrett is good. One out of two for Brady. 13-11. Patriots by two late in period number one. Ross Martin across the timeline. Nate Arnold with the defense there. Now to Allman. Allman at the top of the key gets the screen but has no shot. Gives it back to Alex Schoeneman, the 5'9 junior. Alex is fouled in the play by Zach Hunt. Foul on Hunt, a little too close there on the defense. Second team foul. Dusters win down near sideline with 27 seconds to go first quarter. 13-11 Patriots. Allman to inbound, does to Schoeneman. Pass underneath is going to be picked off by Calvin. Ah, turnover Dusters. Arnold, front court pass down to Hunt. Adam Sutter with the ball, 18 seconds to go. Patriots might want to hold for the final shot, leading 13-11, and they will with 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Barrett has the basketball. Brady Barrett with the ball with eight. Now kind of heads for the hoop. Now to Hunt with five. 5 seconds, about 3 seconds to go. Hunt will put up the shot. It's going to be short. He was fouled before the shot. 2 seconds to go. Patriots will inbound underneath their own basket. Now going to be called. Ross Martin, that's his second. Adam Semple to inbound here. 2 seconds to go. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. They got to get in and get it up in a hurry. There's a lob inside to Connor Lyons. He will put up the shot, and he's fouled on the play. A pushing foul called before the shot, so it'll be a non-shooting situation. A foul going to be called there on Tyler Caton, but it was before the shot, and the clock ran out. So that's going to be the end of the first quarter. After one, Adams Central 13, Holdridge 11. We're back in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Blaine Gulis with you. The Class B5 boys semifinal district basketball game after one. Adams Central 13, Holdridge 11. On that last play, the Patriots with 2 seconds to go had to inbound and try to get the shot off before the end of the period. Lobbed the pass to Connor Lyons, who caught it about 15 feet from the basket. He was pushed before he got the shot off, so it was a foul before the shot, and it was a non-shooting situation, so just a foul on Tyler Caton, and the Patriots did not go to the free throw line. They have the lead 13-11. It will be Holdridge basketball to start the second quarter. They'll send out Lincoln Pearson, J. Jared Nedrick, Ronk Martin, Jared Schoeneman back in the game, and Jordan Schultz at five that started the game and start the second quarter. Connor Lyons, Nate Arnold, Brady Barrett, Zach Hunt, and Calvin out for the Patriots. So the 10 that started the first quarter start the second, 13-11. Adams Central lead, and there's a lob underneath. Left all alone behind the defense is Ross Martin, and he scores to tie it. Martin gets his first field goal, and we're tied at 13-13. Six for Zach Hunt, six for Jared Nedrick for the leading scores in the first quarter. Patriots in the basketball game have the ball. Zach Hunt in the corner to Arnold. Takes the three, man-to-man defense by Holder. Arnold puts up a shot, going to be off there, no good. Ball's tipped out of bounds by the Tuskers, and they say it's off the Patriots. And it'll be Holder's basketball. We're tied at 13 with 7:31 to go early in the second for the first field goal by the Dusters. Jake Fowler in and Nate Arnold out for Adams Central. 13-13 tie early in period number two. So first quarter maybe jitters and rush should be off for both teams, and we'll see how the final three quarters go. Tied at 13. Brady Barrett knocks the ball out of bounds for Adams Central. 14 fouls on the Dusters, only two on Adams Central. Ross Martin has two fouls for the Dusters, the only person with two in the game. Turn him into inbound, does in the corner to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson inside to Nedrick, double team there. Well, he'll turn away, shot blocked by Brady Barrett and grabbed by Calvin Ott. So the double team there, and Barrett gets the block. Ott grabs the ball, Lions front court. Underneath is Jake Fowler. Fowler back out to Brady Barrett. Long three in the air, in the hole. Brady Barrett, his first shot, I believe, from the field. 16-13 on the three ball. Barrett has four, 16-13 Patriots, 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Front court, Ross Martin. Martin now. Passes in along the wing to Schoeneman. Schoeneman top of the key now to Jared Nedrick. Nedrick to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson guarded by Connor Lyons. Pearson gives up his dribble. Right side pass now to Ross Martin. Martin goes to his right. Looks for a cutter. Jared Schoeneman gets a screen. 17-footer going to roll in the hole. Jared Schoeneman, his second field goal, and it's 16-15. No lead greater than four in this game. That was Adams Central. It's 12-8. It's 16-15 on the wing. Fowler bounce pass inside. It's going to be here, but it goes to Hunt, and he's fouled on the play. The pass inside by Fowler is knocked away, but the dust is grabbed by Hunt, and he was fouled on the play. And Jared Nedrick, that's his second. Nedrick that forced inside for the dust to get to his second, and Joey Isaacson is going to check in for Nedrick. Excuse me, Nedrick for the Dusters. Calvin Ott goes out, and the Patriots send in Matt Overmiller. 6:20 to go before halftime, Adam. Central 16, Holbridge 15. Hunt inbounds to Overmiller, now to Hunt. Back with the basketball, cross court to the Barrett. Brady Barrett to the baseline, lost control of the ball. It's out of bounds, and it's off Barrett. And the Patriots turn it over for the fourth time. That's unofficial. 16-15, Adams Central with the lead, 6:12 to go. So this is not going to be a 34-point Patriot victory tonight. It's 69-35. That was the score, 34-point margin to start the season. But that was a long time ago, half underneath. The shot put up, and it will count. Robbie Allman is fouled, and he scores. Boy, the Dusters will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play, and Holmes goes up 17-16. Foul on Adams Central as the Dusters work the back door there. And the field goal, not by Allman, but by Ross Martin. And he'll go to the line to try to get his fifth point. Up and in and out, no good. The rebound by Connor Lyons, and there's a rebounding foul on Jared Schoeneman. So the field goal by Martin, this is the free throw, and a rebounding foul on Jared Schoeneman. That'll be the 16th foul of the Dusters, so the Patriots will come the length of the floor. Nate Arnold back in, Jake Fowler out. Lyons on the floor with Arnold, Hunt, Barrett, and Overmiller for Adams Central. 17-16 Dusters, 5:54 to go before halftime. Man-to-man defense for Holders. Arnold now to Hunt. Hunt on the wing to Overmiller. At Overmiller, his defender goes down, puts up a shot, going to be short, no good. Might have been partially deflected by Jordan Schultz. Long into the front court. Shot put up and good by Lincoln Pearson. Pearson with the field goal, and it's 19-16. Dusters with their biggest lead at three. Underneath Overmiller. Turn, shoot, shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. Matt Overmiller underneath is fouled on the play. Joey Isaacson picks up the foul as Obermiller tried to maneuver inside. Three-point lead here by the Dusters, their biggest of the game. And Obermiller to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Shot up and good. 19-17 Dusters. Zach Hollister checked in for the first time for the Patriots, the 5'10 junior. So Obermiller will try the second. 19-17. second free throw by Over Miller's nothing but net. Makes them both four for Matt. 19-18 Dusters with 5.5 minutes to go before halftime. Quickly front court, it's Ross Martin for the Dusters. Harlan with the defense there. Top of the key to Jordan Schultz. Schultz is held in the play by Brady Barrett. Barrett with the hold there. 13 foul on the Patriots. First on Barrett. 19-18 Dusters. 5:22 to go. And this one's going to go the distance the way it looks. Dusters inbound the basketball. Jordan Schultz with it now. Inside now to Isaacson. Double team gets it up to Lincoln Pearson. Shot in the air for three. He's going to be off there. No good. Isaacson tries to grab the rebound. It's knocked around. Grabbed by Barrett. Brady Barrett for the Patriots. Lost control of the ball. And the Patriots turn it over. Jared Schoeneman with the steal there. Front court is Lincoln Pearson on the baseline. Inside to Isaacson. Lost control of the ball. The Dusters grab it though. Schoeneman has it. Dusters will slow it up now. Ross Martin with the ball. 19-18, Dusters will lead, pass underneath. Shot put up by Schoeneman, and he's fouled in the play. The Patriots getting beat in the backdoor play by the Dusters. They're heading for the hoop and beating the Patriots to the draw on the second hunt. Fouling Zach Hunt, excuse me, to the free throw line. It's going to be Jared Schoeneman. He will shoot two. He has 2 points. It's 19-18, Oldridge. First one up by Jared's going to be good. 3 points for Schoeneman, 20-18. Adam Central trailing by two. Hunt out with two fouls. Calvinott back in. Still 4:51 to go in this second period of play. Schoeneman's second free throw is up. It's long, no good. Nate Arnold grabs the rebound. Dusters by two, 20-18. Front court with 4:44 to go as Nate Arnold drives into the lane, puts up a runner from five, going to bounce out of there, no good. They battle part of the baseline. It goes off a Duster and out of bounds. Patriots will keep the basketball. 4:41 to go. Barrett to inbound for Adams Central. Inbounds to Overmiller. Now to Zach Hollister. Hollister to Arnold to the free throw line. Gets it back to Hollister. Zach travels with the ball. Turnover Adams Central. That's their sixth. And it's 20-18. Holdridge. Dusters to inbound. They do in the backcourt. And they'll come the length of the floor. And Ross Martin controls for the Holdridge. Dusters on the left wing. To Schoeneman. Right side now. To Ross Martin. Ross with the basketball. Flops inside. Pass going to be picked off by Calvin Ott. Ott goes high to grab the ball. There's a pass to the front court. Patriots turn it right back over to the Dusters on the errant pass there. Ross Martin picks it off. Each team turning the basketball over in this first half of play. Patriots with seven. Dusters with five. Adam Central on defense here and Schoeneman has the basketball. He's into the lane. Bounce pass to Isaacson. He'll shoot from five and score, but he travels first. Six turnover as Joey Isaacson looking for the travel there, and the Patriots will have the ball. Hollister out. Connor Lyons back in. So Adam Central behind here 20-18. It's been a close basketball game all the way. Robbie Allman back in and Taylor Caton. Tyler Caton, a 6-foot junior in for the 20-18 over, 3:50 to go, second quarter. So the Patriots down here by Bucket. Zach Hunt back in for Adam Central. Now pass to Hollister. Excuse me, to Overman, and now to Hunt for three in the hole. Zach Hunt has 3 threes. He has 9 points, and the Patriots go back in front 21-20. So back and forth we go. And Ross Martin controls in the offensive zone for the Dusters. Excuse me, Lincoln Pearson out of Joey Isaacson. On the wing, Isaacson with the ball, gives it up, and he goes out of bounds. Aaron pass there, Dusters turn it over for the seventh time. Adam Central with seven. And the Patriots will inbound at the timeline. Matt Overmiller for Adam Central. 21-20 Patriots inbounded to Hunt in the backcourt. 3:20 to go, clock running, second quarter. High school basketball here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio, Hastings, Nebraska, B5 District. Semifinal, Adam Central and Holdridge. We've been close all the way. The basketball tip grabbed though by Connor Lyons. Lyons to Hunt. Inside to Brady Barrett. His shot put up and he fouled on the play. Isaacson knocked it down. But they say Joey also got a little body in there and picked up his second. And Brady Barrett to the line to shoot two for the Patriots. Brady has not shot the ball much. He has 1 3-pointer, 1 out of 2 from the line. Adam Central 21, Holdridge 20. We got a ball game here tonight. The winner moves on to the championship game tomorrow night. It's the winner of the second game between McCook and Lexington. Barrett for two, free throw. First one good, 5 for Brady. 22-20, Jake Fowler in, Zach Hunt out for Adams Central. Hunt has two fouls. They just want to pick up the third. Second free throw good by Barrett, and Adams Central back up by three at 23-20. Patriots have scored the last five. 23-20, 2:55 to go before halftime. The pass almost picked off by Barrett, but grabbed by the Dusters. Bounce pass on the wing out of Lincoln Pearson inside to Isaacson. Double team there, knocked away from him and off the Patriot and then out of bounds. So Isaacson, the 6'5" junior, got the ball inside. Patriots double teamed and knocked it away from him and then out of bounds. Lincoln Pearson went down for the Dusters. Lobs it long to Tyler Caton. Caton heads for the lane, lost control of the ball, gets it back out though. Shot put up in the air is going to be no good by Jared Schoenham and the Patriots. Barrett rebounds and they have the basketball, 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Obermiller for Adams Central. Back to Barrett. 23-20, Patriots. Barrett heads for the hoop, puts up the runner and scores. Grady Barrett with four consecutive points. He has seven this quarter. Adams Central with his biggest lead is five, 25-20, and timeout Holdridge. 2:24 to go before halftime. Adams Central 25, Holdridge 20. We're back in 30 seconds.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
And welcome back to Kearney High School. Got a good one going here tonight. Adams Central has its biggest lead in this game, the biggest lead for either team. It's 5 points. It's 25-20 as the Patriots have the lead here. Brady Barrett has scored the last 4 points for the Patriots. Barrett has seven this quarter. He has eight in the game. Zach Hunt has nine. Adams Central, Hunt is on the bench with two fouls, though, and Nick Stein back in for Adams Central. Stein, Lyons, Ott. Up front now with Jake Fowler and Matt Obermiller. So Barrett will get a bit of a breather here also. So he checks out. Adam Sutter with the 5-point lead, and the Dusters will have the basketball. Lincoln Pearson will maneuver it across the timeline for Holdridge. A right side pass to Jared Schoenemann. Schoenemann on the wing. Top of the key pass to Tyler Caton. On the wing to Lincoln Pearson. To Isaacson. Turns 15-footer in the air. Bounces out. No good. Patriots can't control the rebound. It's grabbed by Jared Schoenemann. Schoenemann on the drive now. Here's Caton. Left wing now is Lincoln Pearson. Into the lane. This is for Caton. Caton has the basketball. 1:53 to go before halftime. On the wing, it's Robbie Allman. Top of the key to Lincoln Pearson. Left wing to Allman. Back to Pearson, top of the key. Inside the lane. Back out to Caton. Takes the three in the air. Off there. No good. And drops back down and through. Tyler Caton with the three ball. Has a three in each corner. And it's 25-23, Patriots by two. Three-pointer there went high off the rim and dropped right through for the three-pointer by Tyler Caton. 25-23, Adams Central. 1:20 to go before halftime. Front court, it's Fowler, now the Lions. Lions to Stein for the Adams Central Patriots. Nick Stein spins to the free throw line to Lions. Long three in the air. Going to be out of there, no good. Long rebound is grabbed there by Jared Schoenemann. The Dusters can tie or go ahead. Front court, it's Allman. Robbie Allman now to Caton. Right side to Lincoln Pearson for the Dusters. Lincoln with the basketball on the wing. Heads for the hoop. Lost control of it. It's tipped away. Grabbed, though, by the Dusters. Robbie Allman. Allman to Pearson in the left corner. 50 seconds to go before halftime. Long cross-court pass to Schoenemann. Jared in the lane. Fakes back out to Caton. On the wing. Inside to Isaacson. He turns, shoots, and misses. Trying to save the ball. It goes out of bounds. Robbie Allman can't control for the Dusters. So the Patriots still have the lead. Zach Hunt in, Brady Barrett in. Nick Stein goes out. Jake Fowler out for Adams Central. Obermiller also out. And Calvin Ott checks back in. 41 seconds to go. Adams Central with a 2-point lead. And if you're in a high school basketball game, this one is up for grabs here tonight. Arl with the basketball. Slashes for the basket. Shot put up. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound and scores. Nate Arl with the shot that missed. Grabbed his own rebound and scored. Adams Central with the lead, 27-25. 20 seconds to go. Pearson has the basketball. Right side now to Schoenemann. Jared with the basketball for the Dusters to the free throw line. In the lane, puts up a runner. Going to be off there, no good. They battle for it underneath. It goes to the floor. Three players to the floor. All in the possession. It'll go to Adams Central with 9 seconds to go. 27-23, so the Patriots will have 9 seconds to come the length of the floor and try to get a 6 or 7 point lead before halftime, 27-23. Matoken pressure in the backcourt. Nate Arnold across the timeline with 6, quickly into the front court. Arnold, the turn, shoot from 7, going to be 17, going to be no good. Isaacson grabs the ball. That's going to be the end of the first quarter, and we've reached halftime. Adams Central, 27. And the Ducks, 23. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. We're at halftime of this B5 District semifinal basketball game as the Adams Central Patriots lead it by the score of 27-23. And it has been close throughout, as you might expect, in a district basketball game as these two teams try to win their way into the championship of this district tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right back here at Kearney High School. Adams Central's largest lead has been 5 points. At 25-20 late in that first half to play. Dusters got the first field goal. Adams Central went up 3-2. It was 4-3 Dusters, 5-4 Patriots, 8-6 Patriots. We were tied at 8. Adams Central had its largest first quarter lead at 12-8. Adams Central led 13-11 at the end of the first quarter. Second quarter play pretty close also. Adams Central goes up 16-13. The Dusters come back to score the next 6 and go up 19-16. Patriots cut it to 20-18. Dusters go ahead 20-18 at that point. And then Adams Central comes back and scores the next 7 points to go up 25-23. So a 7-point run by Adams Central. They were ahead 25-20. And the Patriots lead at halftime 27-23. So Adams Central now at 18-3, trying to get into that championship game for tomorrow night. Now this first half under their belt, and we'll see how this second half goes as the Patriots lead by 4 here at halftime. The Patriots led by Zach Hunt. He has 9 points on 3 three-point field goals, 8 for Brady Barrett, and Brady had 7 of those 8 in the second quarter. 4 each for Nate Arnold and Matt Obermiller, and 2 points for Connor Lyons. Starter Calvin Ott has not scored. Nick Stein, Jake Fowler, and Zach Hollister all played but did not score for the Patriots. 9 for Hunt, 8 for Barrett, 4 for Arnold, 4 for Obermiller, 2 for Connor Lyons. The Patriots, 7 out of 8 from the free throw line, and that has been a big difference in this basketball game. The Patriots, 7 out of 8 from the line. The Hoover's Dusters, only 1 out of 6 from the free throw line. So the Patriots have 6 more points from the line, and they lead this game by 4 points. So the free throw shooting has been good for the Patriots tonight and not so good for the Dusters. The Dusters led by Nedrick, who scored 6 points. He had all 6 in the first quarter of play, has 2 fouls, so Dusters didn't want to get him in any more foul trouble. The Patriots have Zach Hunt with 2 fouls. He's the only Patriot with 2. Nedrick had 6 in the first quarter, and he has 2 fouls. 6 points also by Tyler Caton, one of the players off the bench by the Dusters. He has 2 three-point field goals. He has 6 points. Also for the Dusters, they have 4 from Ross Martin, the starter. He got all 4 of those in the second quarter. 3 points for Jared Schoeneman on a field goal, 1 out of 2 from the line. He made the only Duster free throw. and 2 points apiece for Robbie Allman and Lincoln Pearson. Before the Dusters, Joey Isaacson played but did not score. Alex Schoenemann also went off the bench but did not score. And Jordan Schultz, the starter, did not score before the Dusters. Yes, two Schoenemanns. They are twin brothers for the Dusters. Jared, who starts, and Alex, who comes off the bench, the juniors. And again, the Dusters only 1 out of 6 from the free throw line. Unofficially, 7 turnovers on the Dusters and 7 for the Patriots in the first half of play. But again, Adam Sutter with a 4-point lead. And 7 out of the 8 free throw shooting to the Dusters, 1 out of 6. So the Dusters have more field goals than the Patriots in the first half. Adams Central have 8 field goals in that first half of play. The Dusters have more field goals, but the Patriots have 6 more points at the free throw line. And we know how important free throw shooting can be in a close basketball game. So Adams Central with the lead at 27-23. We will take a timeout, and when we return, we'll come back and give you some more halftime information and what's coming up yet later on tonight and the rest of this week right after this 90-second timeout.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest-growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Back at Kearney High School, 27-23, Adams Central leading here at halftime over the Hovers Dusters. This is the Class B5 District semifinal basketball game. The winner tonight will be in the championship game at 7 o'clock tomorrow night against the winner of tonight's second game between Lexington and the second seed McCook. Adams Central, the number one seed in this tournament. The Hovers Dusters at number 4 in this tournament. The Dusters beat Grand Island Northwest 44-32 in the first game of the tournament on Monday. Lexington beat Hastings High 52-46 in the second game. Dusters meeting the Patriots here in the first semifinal. Lexington and McCook in the second. The two winners tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for the district championship and trip to the Class B Boys State Tournament. Of course, if the Adams Central Patriots involved, we'll have it for you right back here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Then later on tonight on our sister station 1230 KHS, we'll have the district championship game for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. They're taking on David City in Aurora tonight for the C1 Championship and trip to the Class 1 Boys State Basketball Tournament. And on our sister station, The Breeze, KLIQ-FM 94.5, we're having the Minden Shadron Class C1 District Championship game in Sutherland, Nebraska, of course, with the winner there advancing to the state tournament. Girls State Basketball coverage coming your way on Platte River Radio stations this coming Thursday. We'll have St. Cecilia and Bishop Newman on 1230 KHS at 2 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. We'll have a doubleheader on The Breeze 94.5 on Thursday at 2, Blue Hill and Elmwood Murdoch in C2, followed by Sandy Creek and Tri-County on The Breeze on Thursday afternoon. Kennesaw will be on KXPN 1460, that's ESPN Kearney, and on 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, the ESPN Superstation. Kennesaw and Humphrey, 9 o'clock Thursday morning on 1550 KICS Hastings. We'll have the Silver Lake Brady girls first-round state tournament game in D1 at 2 o'clock next this coming Thursday afternoon. We'll follow our local and area teams all the way through the state tournament. Also, Kearney and Kearney Catholic also in the girls state basketball tournament coming up starting Thursday. We've got the second half about ready to begin here. We'll have it here for the Kearney. That's Kearney High School for Adams Central and Hovers, 27-23 Patriots. Largest lead of the game has been 5 by Adams Central at 25-20. The Dusters' largest lead in this game was 3 points at 19-16. So it's been close all the way. The Patriots will start with Zach Hunt, Connor Lyons, Nate Arnold, Calvin Ott, and Brady Barrett. Now the Patriots, the number one seed here, and they've got their hands full with Holbridge in this always competitive district tournament action. The Dusters will have the basketball on the floor. We got to get things situated. It'll be Holbridge Duster basketball. They'll start it. They'll start with Jared Schoeneman and Ross Martin, Jared Nedrick, Jordan Schultz, and Lincoln Pearson. They'll attend the start of the game in the second quarter, start the third. There's a pass inside, an errant pass there, and the Patriots pick it off. Calvin Ott with the pickoff of the pass there. Hunt with the basketball in the scoring zone for Adams Central. Goes from right to left. Bounce pass underneath is kicked. Officials say kicked by Ross Martin. It'll be Patriot basketball underneath their own basket. Just underway, third quarter. Adams Central leading 27-23. Inbound is to Nate Arnold. Back to Hunt. Top of the key to Connor Lyons. Now back to Hunt, and the Patriots will start the offense against this man-to-man defense of the Holbridge Dusters. Hunt now to Arnold. He's behind the three-point arc. Goes to his left. Gives the ball up to Barrett and a whistle. As Nate got rid of the ball, he was bumped on the play. It's going to be on a Duster. It's going to be called, it looks like, on Ross Martin, and that's his third. Well, Martin has three fouls now. He picks that one up 35 seconds into the quarter, and he's quickly going to have to come out, and Robbie Allman, the 6'1 junior, is checking in at the next whistle. Arnold deep in the left corner for Adams Central. Nate in the lane, turns and shoots from 12. Going to be no good. Calvin Ott, the rebound goes to the floor and travel. Calvin Ott grabbed the board, offensive board, but had to go to the deck and is called for traveling. Allman in, then Martin out. Patriots turn it over to the Dusters. 27-23. Early in period number 3, high school basketball tonight here on ESPN 1550, KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Front court, Lincoln Pearson for the Dusters. Right side knocked away. The grab by Schoeneman. Schoeneman, Jared with the basketball. Double team there. Passes in the corner to Lincoln Pearson. He heads for the hoop, puts up a runner from 5 off the rim, no good. The Patriots grab it. Calvin Ott gets the ball. He grabs that rebound. It is flapped around, and Calvin grabs it to Brady Barrett. He heads for the hoop, puts up a runner off the glass and rim, no good. Rebound by Nedrick. The Patriots headed for the hoop, missed the shot. Front court now, it's Allman. Allman will drive, shoot, and miss the shot. Hot with the rebound. Tipped away and stolen. Stolen by Schultz. Top of the key to Lincoln Pearson on the wing to Allman. Patriots turn it over once again for the ninth time. There's a pass going to be picked off by Zach Hunt. He's going to get behind the defense. He will shoot on the layup and score. Steal by Hunt, and he beats the defense back, and the Patriots have their largest lead at 6, 29-23, 6:14 to go, third quarter. No points this quarter for the Dusters. That was the first field goal of the quarter by Hunt on the steal and score. The Dusters turn over. Another steal. Brady Barrett with the steal. He will drive, and he's hit from behind pretty hard by Jordan Schultz, and to the free throw line is going to be Brady Barrett. Barrett will go to the line and shoot two as he hits the deck on the foul by Jordan Schultz. That's his first. Jordan made sure Brady did not get that ball in the hoop. The Patriots force another turnover. And Barrett to the line to shoot two. Brady's 3 out of 4 from the line. The Patriots, again, 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. 29-23, Adams Central, 6:04 to go in period number 3. Barrett's free throw is going to be in the hole. That's 9 for Brady. He averages 14 on the season. Patriots, they just lead at 7, 30-23. Ross Martin with 3 fouls has to check back in, the junior, for Robbie Allman. Barrett will eye the second free throw. This one's up, and it is good. Nothing but net there. 10 for Barrett. Patriots with a 31-23 lead. It's their biggest lead of the ball game here at 8 points in the third quarter, but only 6 minutes to go in the third. We've only played 2 minutes, 6 minutes to go. Patriots on the defense here. And the baseline driving and missing the shot underneath. Is Lincoln Pearson on the reverse layup, rolled off front court. It's hard. His pass is stolen. He loses the basketball. He's on the floor and is on the sideline. Dusters had the basketball. Jordan Schultz had it, got rid of it to a teammate. Jordan had a leg straddling the far sideline. It'll be Patriot basketball. So the Patriots did turn the basketball over once again on the front court pass, which was picked off. But Schultz then is out of bounds, trying to get rid of the ball. Adams Central has the ball. Arnold heads for the hoop, lost control of it, gives it up to Pearson. Patriots turn it over once again, and Lincoln Pearson in the front court. Eyes a three, and he's fouled from behind, and he'll go to the line to shoot 3. Nate Arnold with the foul there. And Lincoln Pearson will go to the line to shoot three for the Holden Ridge Dusters. Miles committing the turnover, then goes back and commits the foul. Pearson was shooting three. Free throw is up, and it's going to be off there, no good. It's 31-23 Adams Central with 5:27 to go in the third quarter. Dusters have not scored this quarter. The Patriots have 4 points. Second free throw by Lincoln is going to be off the rim, no good. The Dusters, 1 out of 8 from the free throw line. The Patriots are 9 out of 10. Jake Fowler checked in for Adams Central. Brady Barrett goes out. Lincoln Pearson eyes the third. This one's up, and this one's going to be good. 1 out of 3 for Pearson, 31-24, Patriots by 7. They have the ball back on front court for Adams Central. Hits for the hoop, dishes underneath to Calvin Ott, and he scores. The defense comes over, and Hutt dishes to Ott, and he scores, and the Patriots lead by 9, 33-24. Front court, Ross Martin for the Dusters, 5:09 to go, third quarter. Martin, right side to Nedrick. Jared has the basketball. Top of the key pass to Jared Schoenemann on the wing, left alone. For three, Martin, going to be an air ball grabbed by Fowler. Jake Fowler with the rebound into the front court. Loops the pass underneath. It's going to be overthrown and out of bounds. And the Patriots turn it over for the 12th time, 5 times this quarter. So the Patriots don't have the running game down here in this quarter. They have thrown the basketball away. Turn it over 5 times this quarter. But they still lead by 9, 33-24. The Dusters have only 1 point. And there's a backcourt violation on the Dusters. They've turned it over now 10 times in the game. Tyler Caton in for the Dusters, and Jordan Schultz goes out. Patriots win down on the near sideline on the defensive side of things, and they inbound at 2, Zach Hunt, and Hunt will cross the timeline. Adams Central by 9. Hunt gets the screen from Ott. Still has the basketball. He's to the free throw line, dishes now to Fowler. Fowler's pass inside, picked off, another errant pass. Another turnover on the Patriots. And in a traveling call on the Dusters. Both teams are really struggling in the offensive zone. 10 turnovers this quarter combined. Nick Stein in for the Patriots and Matt Obermiller for the Patriots. So the Dusters could be right in the ball game without the turnovers. Patriots could have a much bigger lead without their turnovers. Timeout on the floor with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Adams Central 33, Holdridge 24, back in 30 seconds.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Welcome back to Kearney High School. This quarter is not going to go on the highlight reel for either team. I have the Dusters with 4 turnovers, the Patriots with 6 this quarter. Adams Central still has a 9-point lead. 24, Patriots have the basketball. Hunt in the backcourt, knocked away from him, but Zach will pick it up across the timeline for Adams Central. Hunt with the basketball, goes to the free throw line. Pass back out to Nick Stein. He goes to the baseline, puts up a runner off the rim. No good. Grabbed by Nedrick. Jared with the basketball. To Ross Martin into the scoring zone. Martin for the Dusters. Picked up there by Brady Barrett. Only 3 fouls this quarter, but a lot of turnovers. Halfway through the third quarter. Bounce pass to Nedrick. Jared with the basketball. Overmiller with the defense. Top of the key to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson for the Dusters. Right side to Ross Martin. Martin now to Tyler Caton. Caton had a couple of threes in that first half. Hunt on the defense there. Caton looks inside, passes into the corner, chops it up for 3 by Jared. Schoenemann's going to be off there, no good. Nedrick with a big rebound. He will shoot, miss the shot, gets his own rebound, shoots and scores, and he fouls. Jared Nedrick doing the offensive board work, and he has 8 points, and will go to the free throw line to try to complete this 3-point play. So Nedrick with the offensive board work scores his first point since the first quarter. Foul going to be called on Brady Barrett. So offensive board work for Nedrick, and he has 8, goes to the line to try to cut this lead down from 9 to 6 with 3:37 to go in the third quarter. Jared Nedrick at the line. Free throw is up, and it's good. 3-point play for Nedrick. It cuts the lead from 9 to 6 just like that. And Calvin Ott checks in for Adams Central. Connor Lyons goes out. Patriots turn on the board. This game by Nedrick. He's worked well inside. He's got a little muscle on him, and he's also 6'3". He's done a good job for the Dusters inside. Patriots ball leading by 6. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Run across the timeline for Adam Central. Ott comes up to set a screen. Front now to the free throw line will stop and pop from 15. It's going to be off the rim. No good. Grabbed on the offensive board by Nick Stein. Stein for the Patriots gets the basketball. Stein gives it up to Matt Obermiller. Pass underneath to Ott. He will turn, shoot, and score, and he's fouled on the play by Nedrick. So Calvin Ott will go to the line to try to return the favor. Nedrick picks up his third. That's a big foul there, his third. With 3:12 to go, and Calvin Ott to the free throw line. Trying to complete this three-point play. So the Patriots say, I can do that too. Score inside and get fouled. Ott's free throw is up. This one's good. He completes the three-point play. And it's 36-27. Joey Isaacson will check in for him. Jared Nedrick has three fouls, so he has to leave with 3:12 to go. Isaacson, a 6'5 junior, doesn't have as much ball as Nedrick, but has a 6'5-inch frame. 36-27, Dusters with the ball. Ross Martin on the right wing. Top of the key now to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson off the high screen, and it has no shot. Left wing now to Jared Schoeneman. Schoeneman, top of the key to Caton. Obermiller with the defense there, gets the screen. Looks inside now, stops and pops from 15, going to be no good. Grabbed by Hunt. Tries to go through two defenders, and he's fouled on the play. I'll call on Jared Schoeneman after his second. The 14 foul. So the Dusters have four. The Patriots have only two. The Patriots have the ball with 2:45 to go. Clock running third quarter. Adam Central with the 9-point lead. Hunt will drive, go all the way to the hoop. Blocked out of bounds by Isaacson, but a foul going to be called on Joey Isaacson. That's his third. The inside people each have three for the Dusters. Patriots, Zach Hunt to the line. He has 9 points in the first half, two here in this quarter, 11 in the game for Hunt. He leads the Patriots. Free throw up by Zach going to be well short, no good. Patriots have missed only two free throws. They've made 10. They're 10 out of 12 from the line. Zach Hunt will shoot the second one. This one's up, and this one's going to be good. One out of two for Zach. Patriots lead it 37-27. So they have their biggest lead of the ball game. It's 10 now, 37-27. Pearson, top of the key to Schoeneman. On the wing now to Ross Martin, inside to Isaacson. Isaacson bounce pass on the baseline. Shot called blocked by Stein. Stein with the block, and Obermiller grabs it to Zach Hunt. Hunt for the Patriots with 2:19 to go, crosses the timeline. The block there by Stein. Hunt will drive back out to Obermiller. Obermiller to the baseline. Cut off there. Knocked away and out of bounds. It's off. Matt Obermiller. It will be Holdridge basketball. The Patriots turn it over there for the seventh time this quarter. Nate Arnold back in. Matt Obermiller out for Adams Central. 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central leads 37-27. But a ball game here tonight. It's been very competitive. Good ball game. Despite the turnovers, it's been equal. Each team has turned the ball over a number of times tonight, but the Patriots have a 10-point lead. Taking control of this game here in the third quarter. A lot of time to go. Dusters have the basketball. Ross Martin, top of the key. Lincoln Pearson for three in the air. In and out. No good. Rebound by Isaacson, and he scores. Joey Isaacson with the offensive rebound and score. Patriots turn on the boards there. Offensive rebound by Isaacson in the field goal, 37-29, with 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Adams Central by eight. Hunt has the basketball. Top of the key to Nate Arnold. Left side to Barrett. Man-to-man defense for the Dusters. To the baseline is Stein. Bounce pass underneath. It's going to be picked off. Patriots turn it over once again. Running the other way of the Dusters. Driving his mark. His pass picked off by Hunt. Adams Central gets a steal there. Teams exchange turnovers once again. And there's a whistle. And Tom Schlecht of Adams Central once and gets a timeout with 1:21 to go in the third quarter. Patriots 37, Dusters 29, back in 30 seconds.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Adam Central with the basketball, leading 37-29. 1:21 to go here in the third quarter. Connor Lyons checks in. He's back in the game. Zach Hunt, Nate Arnold, Calvin Ott, Brady Barrett for Adam Central. Patriots with the lead. Their largest has been 10 in this quarter. Brady Barrett for three in the air. Will be out of there. No good. It's too long. Isaacson goes high and gets the rebound. Isaacson uses his height advantage of 2 inches there to get that rebound for the Dusters. Baseline. is Allman. Allman for the Duskers. Nate Arnold with the defense there. Allman gives it up to Ross Martin near the timeline. Between the ring, 55 seconds to go. Martin now, top of the key to Caton. Tyler Caton for the Dusters. Inside the free throw line on the foul, going to be calling Nate Arnold. Arnold tried to get the steal, couldn't do it, and fouled on the play. It'll be Dusters win down far sideline. 48 seconds to go, third quarter, 37-29, Adam Central. Matt Overmiller will check in for the Patriots. Overmiller will check in, and Brady Barrett will go out for Adam Central. 48 seconds to go in the third quarter. They try to inbound, looking for somebody. The Patriots have anybody guarding the throw-in, man, but he finally gets it in to Shoneman. Jared Shoneman into the lane will put up a runner and a whistle for the shot. A foul going to be called on Adam Central. And it's called on Zach Hunt, and that's his third. That's three on Hunt, and he will sit the rest of the third quarter with 44 seconds to go, and Zach Hollister will check in for the Patriots. That's a big foul on Hunt, his third with only 44 seconds to go here in the third. Martin inbound does to Caton. The Dusters with the basketball. Caton knocked away from him. They go to the floor. The basketball picking up the Dusters. Pass underneath is out of bounds off the Dusters. They turn it over. Dusters try to get it inside and lost control of it out of bounds. And Hunt and Barrett will check in for Adam Central. Hunt has to be cautious of an offensive foul here late in this quarter. The Patriots may hold for the final shot of period three, leading 37-29. Barrett and Hunt both back in. Ott and Lyons and Arm on the floor. So the Patriots are going to slow things up. Looks like they'll play for the final shot of the third quarter. 37-29. Hunt will dribble the ball near the timeline. Bobby Allman close to him, and Lyons now gets the pass back to Zach Hunt with 20 seconds to play. Zach with the basketball with 15 seconds to go. The count is not on because the defender not close enough to Zach Hunt. Here we go with 10 seconds to go. Hunt now with the basketball, top of the key, with seven. Right side pass to Barrett, takes the three in the air. Off the rim, no good. The long rebound grabbed by Martin a few seconds to go. Pulls it up from the timeline. It's going to be just wide and no good, and that's the end of the third quarter. After three, Adam Central, 37, Culver's 29. We're back in 30 seconds.
Grow more ROI this spring season. Ask your John Deere dealer about Swath Control Pro for planning and product applications. Using GPS, Swath Control Pro automatically turns your boom or implement sections off and on, helping you to minimize skips and reduce overlaps, especially in point rows, headlands, and waterways. Experience higher yields, a reduction in input cost, and faster return on your investment. Swath Control Pro integrates with the Green Star 2 system and is available across many different platforms. Stop at Samuelson Equipment Company in Hastings and Red Cloud.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
Back at Kearney High School, fourth quarter, about to start. Class C5 district semifinal game. Adam Central leads 37-29. Patriots outscore the Dusters 10-6 in that third quarter. Adam Central, 11 out of 13 from the free throw line, made 4 out of 5 in the third quarter. The Dusters only 3 of 10. That's been one of the big stories. Patriots have turned it over 15 times. The Dusters 12. Patriots have the ball to start this fourth quarter. Zach Hunt out there with Nate Arnold, Connor Lyons, Calvin Ott, and Brady Barrett. Lyons with the basketball. Lobs it back out to Arnold. The Patriots will slow things up against this man-to-man defense of the Dusters. They have Pearson on the floor and Schultz and Jared Nedrick and Ross Martin. Jordan Schultz, Lincoln Pearson out there. Arnold will drive into the line. Chop, pass put up to Ott. Going to be no good, and Arnold will foul Nedrick on the rebound. If Jared Nedrick fouled in the play, Nate Arnold will pick up his third. That's a pass into Ott, but Calvin couldn't convert there, and it'll be the Patriots committing the foul. Nate Arnold picks up his third. He has three. Hunt has three. Martin has three, and Nedrick three for the Dusters. There's a pass knocked out of bounds by Nate Arnold. Gets in the passing lane and knocks it out of bounds for Adam Central. So they'll go back on defense. 7:23 to go in the fourth quarter. Adam Central by 8. Largest lead was 10. Late in the third quarter by Adam Central. Shoneman wants to inbound, does. To Schultz, back to Shoneman. They look inside for Nedrick. Bounce pass inside to Jared. He turns on Ott. Fakes, now shoots. It's going to be no good, but a pushing foul from behind on Calvin Ott. Brown picks up his first, and that's the 16th foul on Adam Central. They have six, the Dusters have five. 7:14 to go, fourth quarter. Obermiller checked in for Calvin Ott. And the Patriots, on their next foul, will put the Dusters to the free throw line. Dusters to inbound. Ross Martin for the Dusters. Looks long, lobs it long to Jordan Schultz. He gets it near the timeline. Almost stolen. Two Patriots go for the ball. In the air for three for Pearson, nothing but net. As Lincoln Pearson makes the three, and he has six. And it's 37-32, Patriots lead cut to five. Lincoln Pearson with a three-point field goal has 6 points for the Dusters on the three balls. The Patriots got lost on defense. It's a pass to Obermiller. He will shoot off the glass and score. Matt Obermiller scores for Adams. He'll try to draw the fourth foul, and Jared Nedrick couldn't do it. To hit the field goal, the Patriots by seven. Dusters in the front court, 6:38 to play in the fourth quarter. Schultz with the basketball. To the right of the lane, puts up a runner. Good, it will count, and he fouled on the play. Jordan Schultz with the basket and one, and it's 39-34. Adam Central by five, and the Patriots get their seventh foul. And that's a foul on the Patriots. Brady Barrett, he has three, so Barrett has three. Harl, three, and Hunt, three. Schultz to the free throw line, try to complete this three-point play. It's up, and it's good. First 3 points for Jordan, and it's 39-35. Patriots lead down to four, and timeout on the floor. No timeout, we'll see. We're not going to have a timeout here. 39-35, it'll be Patriots inbounding, so we'll keep it here. Not a timeout on the floor. Adam Central's lead cut to four. Patriots outscored the Dusters by four in the third quarter, increased their lead to eight heading into this quarter. But the Dusters have cut it in half in the first minute and a half. So, again, it looks like a down-to-the-wire basketball game here tonight at Kearney High School. Back up with the basketball now to Jake Fowler, who's checked in. To Nate Arnold. Patriots spread the floor here, leading by four. 39-20-35. Arnold loses the basketball and picks it up in the corner. Double team there, and a whistle and a timeout from the Adams Central bench to save the possession. Timeout on the floor with 6:11 to go. Adams Central 39. Cougars 35. We're back in 30 seconds.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Bolin at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
39-35, Patriots. The Dusters have 6 points this quarter. The Patriots have only two. The Patriots gaining the momentum and the lead in the third quarter. Had it up to 10 with 2:38 to go. It's down to four now. Adam Central will have the basketball when we come out of this timeout. So, again, this one looks like it's going to go right down to the wire in this semifinal game with the winner to get the winner of the second game tonight between Lacook and Lexington. 39-35, Patriots send out Brady Barrett, Matt Obermiller, Connor Lyons, Nate Arnold, and Zach Hunt. Jared Nedrick goes out there for the Dusters. Jordan Schultz, Lincoln Pearson, Jared Schoeneman, and Ross Martin. Inbound to Lyons. Patriots have the ball now to Hunt. Four players on the floor with three fouls. We'll see what develops there. Rest of this ball game, Hunt now to Arnold. Patriots spreading the floor out in this fourth quarter, trying to protect this lead. They have the basketball. Nate Arnold and the basketball and a whistle and the foul going to be called. A little too close there on the defense. Jared Schoeneman, that's his third. Dusters have Ross Martin with three, Jared Nedrick with three, Jared Schoeneman with three, and Joey Isaacson with three. Patriots have Zach Hunt, Brady Barrett, and Nate Arnold with three. Pass knocked out of bounds by Lincoln Pearson. Patriots will try to inbound once again. 5:52 to go. Lots and lots of time. Nate Arnold now to throw it in for the Patriots. Does deep in the corner to Hunt. Hunt goes to the baseline. Pass underneath to Obermiller. The defender goes down and Obermiller scores. Obermiller gets his second field goal in this quarter. And it's 41-35. The defender fell down and Obermiller had an easy visit to the basket and scored. 41-35. 5.5 minutes to go. Dusters with the basketball. Jordan Schultz with it right side now to Ross Martin. Ross inside to Nedrick. He lost control of it. Never got a hold of it. And Arnold grabbed it. And the Dusters turn it over for the 13th time unofficially. Front court is Hunt. to Obermiller. He will drive, shot put up. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled on the play. Now Obermiller to the line to shoot two for Adams Central. Foul going to be called on Jordan Schultz. That's in a second. Obermiller to the line to shoot two. Matt has eight in the basketball. Obermiller on the season is a 68% free throw shooter. To shoot two here. Free throw is up and good. That is three out of three from the line. The Patriots are 12 out of 14 from the free throw line. 42-35. Patriots by seven. Obermiller eyes the second. This one's up and it's good. Six this quarter. All six Patriot points from Matt Obermiller. 43-35. Patriots lead back up to eight. They scored the last four. 5:12 to go. Cross court pass now to Schoeneman. On the wing now to Martin. To Schoeneman. Gets the screen. Patriots switch on the screen. To Lincoln Pearson to the baseline. It's up a 15-footer, going to be short. No good. Grabbed by Connor Lyons. They get the basketball for Adams Central. Lost control of it, but Obermiller grabs it. To Nate Arnold, the Patriots now will slow things up with 4:50 to go. Clock running. Fourth quarter. 43-35, Adams Central. Hunt with the basketball for the Patriots. Almost stolen, knocked away, but Lyons grabs it. Back out to Zach Hunt. He's came over the 6-foul limit, so we'll shoot free throws the rest of the way. Hunt flashes. He'll put up the shot and scores. Zach Hunt controlling the basketball, headed for the hoop. It's back up. The Patriots have it back up to 10, 45-35. 4:25 to go in the ballgame. There's still a lot of time, and the Dusters have the ball in the offensive zone. They'll pass now to Schultz. Schultz looks inside for a cutter. Is it to Martin? He will put up the shot, partially deflected, but getting the ball and scoring is Nedrick. Jared Nedrick, Johnny on the spot to get the basketball and score. He has 11, and it's 45-37, Adams Central. Big offensive rebound and basket there by Nedrick. Underneath, pass, Hunt to Obermiller. He will shoot and score. Nice feed from Hunt. Patriots have a 47-37 lead as Zach Hunt is throwing the ball, drawing the defenders, finds Matt Obermiller for the field goal, and he has 8 points. Timeout Holdridge. Timeout with 3:56 to play. Patriots 47, Dusters 37, back in 30 seconds.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
And back at Kearney High School, Blaine Gules with you. A good one here tonight. Class B5 district semifinal for the guys here tonight. Adams Central leads Holdridge 47-37. The Patriots have their second 10-point lead. The Dusters got it to within four, 39-35. But Adams Central scored 8 to the Dusters 2 since then, and it's 47-37. Each team over the foul limit. The Patriots are a good free throw shooting team on the year at 71%. And we'll see the Dusters' strategy as they come out of this timeout. They'll have the basketball. Jake Fowler's out for Adams Central along with Nate Arnold, Zach Hunt, Pat Obermiller, and Connor Lyons. Obermiller has 8 points this quarter, 12 in the game. Ross Martin with the basketball. Now the Dusters with 3:51 to go. Get it into the scoring zone. Martin now to Nedrick. Jared gives the ball to Martin. Patriots switch on the off the screen there. Back out to Lincoln Pearson. Pearson to the baseline. Cross-court pass now. To Robbie Almond's in the game to Nedrick, double team in the baseline. Back out to Almond, fakes the three, hits it to the baseline, lost control of it and out of bounds. And the Dusters lose it out of bounds. They turn it over and Brady Barrett back in for Adams Central. Jake Fowler to go out. I think the Patriots are going to play Barrett in the offensive zone for his offensive potency. Jake Fowler maybe on the defense again. Patriots have the ball, 3:28 to go. And Adams Central has to get the ball across the timeline here. First of all, Zach Hunt does. And crosses it over to Brady Barrett, now to Nate Arnold. Back to Barrett, the Patriots. Let's see if they can get the Dusters. They're going to go into some trapping here. They're in a zone. Arnold cross court to Lyons, now to Hunt. Hunt now to Barrett. Patriots want to take a little time off the clock. Barrett drives on the baseline and the whistle, and he's held as he headed for the hoop. 3:09 to go. The Patriots always looking to go to the hoop, but they spread the floor now and have forced the Dusters to work on the defensive end. That's the fourth one on Nedrick. Jared with 11 points, 4 fouls. Fowler in, Barrett out for Adams Central. Nate Arnold to the line to shoot 1-1. Nate has two out of two from the line. He has 4 points in the game after scoring this half. Arnold is a 66% free throw shooter. He'll shoot 1-1 here. The Patriots will get tested from the line in this fourth quarter the way it looks. Arnold's free throw is up, and it's going to be good. Earns the bonus. Five for Nate. Patriots' biggest lead at 11, 48-37. Adam Central has missed only two free throws in this game. They've made 14. Second free throw good by Nate. 49-37. Patriots by a dozen now with 3:05 to go. Now the Dusters are going to have to have some urgency here. Allman with it on the way. Top of the key to Tyler Caton. Caton will drive into the lane. Knocks down Nate Arnold on a blocking foul called on Arnold. That's his four. With 2:58 to go. So Tyler Caton will go to the line for the 1-1 for the Dusters. Tyler's had 2 3-pointers in this game. And he headed for the hoop there, and Arnold calls for the block. The Dusters, 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Free throw up and will go down to Tyler. He has 7. So the Patriots have definitely won the battle at the free throw line and a big key in this game. George Schoenemann in, Robbie Allman out for the Dusters. Brady Barrett back in for Jake Fowler for the Patriots. With 2:58 to play in the ballgame. Tyler Tate, second free throw up and good. Makes them both. He has 8. And it's down to 10 at 49-39, Patriots. Back on in the backcourt. 2:53 to go. Bounce pass to the timeline to Arnold. We'll cross the timeline. Gives the basketball to Connor Lyons. Now to Zach Hunt. Now to Arnold. The Patriots going to work this spread offense here. Dusters trying to get traps when they can. And the Patriots get the basketball. Arnold now to Lyons. Lyons back to Arnold. Now to Hunt. Back to Arnold. Now to Lyons. Cross-court pass to Hunt. Now to Arnold with 2.5 minutes to play. Arnold is fouled on the play by Jared Schoenemann. He has 4. Justice have Schoenemann with 4, never been 4. Jake Fowler will check in for the Patriots for Brady Barrett and Nate Arnold back to the free throw line for Adam Central. The Patriots were 11 out of 13 from the line in the first three quarters. They are 4 out of 4 this quarter. So 15 out of 17 from the line for Adam Central. 49-39. Arnold with 2:28 to go. Up and good. The first of two. That was the 19th foul on the Dusters. 50-39. Patriots by 11. Arnold has 7. He's 5 out of 5 from the free throw line this game. Nate's second free throw is up, and this one's good. 4 in a row from Arnold from the line. Patriots lead it 51-39. Quickly front court is Ross Martin. Gives it up to Schoenemann. Schoenemann in the free throw line on the Lincoln Pearson. Takes the three from there. Going to be out of there. No good. Rebound by Schoenemann. Pass underneath and a foul on the Patriots. 2:16 to play. Nate Arnold is fouled out of the ballgame. Fifth one on Arnold. He has 8 points and he's fouled out with 2:16 to play. That's it for Arnold. With 8 points, but Nate has made 4 free throws in a row this quarter. He was 6 out of 6 for the line. 1 2-point field goal. 8 points. Nate Arnold out of the game on foul with 2:16 to play. To the free throw line is Jared Schoenemann for the 1-1 of a 9th Patriot team foul. 51-39 Adam Central. 2:16 to go. Schoenemann's free throw good. Not in the net. 4 for Schoenemann. Earns the bonus. 51-40. Patriots by 11. Jared Schoenemann eyes the second free throw. This one's up. This one's going to be good. Makes them both be at 5. 51-41. Still a lot of time. Adam Central will get pressure in the backcourt now. With 2:16 to go, they have a 10-point lead. Inbound at Arnold. That foul was not on Nate Arnold, so he is not fouled out of the basketball game. Arnold was fouled, though, in the backcourt by Jared Schoenemann, so that last foul was not on Arnold. Schoenemann picks up the foul. That should be 5 on Jared, and he's gone. So the 5'10 junior has fouled out with 5 points and his fifth foul. And Nate Arnold back to the free throw line. So we thought that last foul was on Nate Arnold for the Patriots. It was not. He has not fouled out. But Jared Schoenemann has just fouled out for Hogan, the starting guard, and he fouled out with 5 points. And Arnold back to the free throw line, and Nate will try to make 2 more. That's the 10th team foul on the Dusters, so the Patriots will shoot 2 the rest of the way. The Dusters have also committed. Patriots have also committed 9 fouls, so the Dusters will be at the line the rest of the way, shooting 2. So, be down to a free throw contest the last 2:12. Bobby Allman in for the disqualified on fouls. Jared Schoenemann, Nate Arnold to the free throw line. 6 out of 6 from the line for Arnold. 2:12 to go with the 10-point Patriot lead. Nate will put it up. This one's going to be good. Five in a row for all. 52-41. The Patriots, again, a 71% free throw shooting team. They've missed only two tonight. Second one up by Arnold. It's going to be good. Makes them both six in a row from the line for Nate Arnold. 53-41. Then, of course, the Dusters have the ball. They try to work screens and set themselves up for some free ball shots. They're down by a dozen with 2 minutes to play. Lincoln Pearson slices in the lane. Shot put up is going to be off there. No good. Tipped around, knocked around, grabbed by the Dusters. Nedrick. Nedrick back out to Ross Martin. On the wing for three is Tatum in the air. Off there, no good. Jake Fowler goes up, knocked away from behind by Lincoln Pearson. But he's fouled. It's Fowler. Pearson knocked it away, but he's called for the foul. And Jake Fowler to the free throw line to shoot two for Adams Central. Patriots have made 19 free throws. I'm harping on it, folks, but they're shooting free throws 19 out of 21 in this ballgame. Jake Fowler to the free throw line. He's an 80% free throw shooter. Missed it. Jinxed him, yes. There you go. We jinxed him. Always happens, right? Fowler misses the first. 53-41, 1:49 to go. Jake Fowler hasn't scored. Second free throw is going to be in the hole. Stays down. One out of two for Jake. Patriots' biggest lead at 13, 54-41. Quickly, Ross Martin in the front court to Robbie Allman. To take a long three in the air. Off there, no good. Niedrich tries to run it down, tries to save it, but it goes to Zach Hunt. Long pass. Connor Lyons behind the defense. Lyons will put up the shot and score. Connor Lyons with the field goal. He has four, and the Patriots now up by 15. That might have been the dagger with 1:28 to go. Connor Lyons is behind the defense and the long pass, and he scores easily the Patriots by 15. Lincoln Pearson has it in the front court. What an effort, though, by the Dusters. Caden for three going to be no good. Ball tipped to Connor Lyons. Adam Tittle has the ball and a 15-point lead. So what a ball game tonight by Beat Ball Club as far as what a competitive basketball game and a lot of speed and quickness on the floor. And the Patriots, Arnold's double-teamed, and he's fouled near the far sideline with 1:01 to go. Adam Central calls a timeout before the foul. We'll take a timeout with 1:01 to go in the ballgame. Adam Central with a 15-point lead. Patriots 51-6. And over 41 back in 30 seconds.
Fans from both schools going off the court. We need to be able to get ready for the second game and be able to warm up.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Back at Kearney High School, 1:01 to play. Adams Central 56, Holdridge 41. The Patriots with the foul shooting tonight. They have won this basketball game from the foul line tonight. They have made 20 free throws in this game. They lead by 15, under a minute to play. They have the basketball, and Tyler Caton fouls Matt Obermiller. Obermiller will go to the line to shoot two. Adam Settle, this quarter, 9 out of 10 from the free throw line there. 20 out of 23 from the stripe tonight. Overmiller's free throw up to shoot two. It's going to be in and out, no good. After one quarter in the C1 championship game over in Aurora tonight, C1 thanks to see a 12, David City 8 after one quarter. The game on 1230 KHAS Radio. Matt Overmiller's second is up and good. Matt Overmiller.
Free throw good. And for the Patriots. Number 50,
with the free throw. And it's 57-41. The Patriots by 16. And the Patriots will bring in the second unit here. Zach Hollister's in the basketball game. Zach Kirkegaard. Ashton Dirks is the Patriots. Feel they have this one in hand with 48 seconds to go, up by 15. Long three in the air is going to be an air ball. No good. Trying to save the basketball is Nedrick, but he cannot. And Adam Central with the 15-point lead. Get the starters out of the game. Zach Hunt leaves. He has 14. Calvin Ott had 5 all in the third quarter. Connor Lyons only 2 tonight, but He had a field goal in this game. Brady Barron with 10. Nate Arnold with 10 also. 6 out of 6 from the line this corner. Patriots playing out the final 30 seconds, leading 56-41. The basketball, Zach Hollister now to Jake Fowler. Fowler does save it on the far sideline. Jake has the ball. Duster's not going to foul. They're going to run after the ball. They're not going to foul here. Zach Kierkegaard now to Fowler with 12 seconds to go. And Adams Central is going to win this basketball game. As the Patriots out to 56-41 lead, as the ball tipped and with the steal, driving and scoring is Lincoln Pearson. He will score, and that'll be the ball game. The final score, Adams Central 56. And the Dusters 43, Lincoln Pearson with the final basket at the buzzer. And Adams Central wins it by the score 56-43 to advance to the district championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
The score, right?
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Whether you're buying or selling.
Okay, back at Lincoln High School. Excuse me, Kearney High School. Adams Central wins the game. They did get the final free throw by Matt Obermiller on the board. The final score was 57-43. Patriots 57, Holgers 43. That's the final. The Patriots go on to the championship game. It's B5 District tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. We'll have it for you right here on ESPN 1550 at 6:45. But a competitive basketball game, this one, that's for sure. Adams Central led 13-11 after the first quarter. Their largest lead of the first half was 25-20. It was 27-23 Patriots after three. The Patriots outscored the Dusters 10-6 in the third quarter and led going into the fourth quarter 37-29. Patriots get the lead to 39-34. It was cut 39-35 in the fourth quarter, but Adams Central at that point went on to outscore the Dusters 18-6 down the final 5 minutes or so, and Adams Central won it by the score of 57-43. Adams Central, 10 of 12 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, 21 out of 25 from the free throw line in the basketball game. So the Patriots shoot the eyes out of things from the free throw line, 21 out of 25, and they win the game 57-43. So the Patriots in a real battle here tonight with the Dusters. It was close most of the way. Adams Central gaining control in the fourth quarter of play. They had 10 free throws in that fourth quarter of play. And Adams Central, in fact, scored 20 points in the fourth quarter play, outscoring the Dusters in that fourth quarter, 20-14, and Adams Central won it by the score of 57-43. For the Patriots, 14 for Zach Hunt, 13 for Matt Obermiller, and Matt had 9 points in the fourth quarter. Obermiller scores 13, 10 for Brady Barrett, 10 for Nate Arnold, 5 for Calvin Ott, 4 for Connor Lyons, and 1 for Jake Fowler. For the Dusters, 11 on the night for Jared Nedrick, 8 for Lincoln Pearson, 5 points for Jared Schoeneman, 8 for Tyler Caton, 3 points for Jordan Schultz, two for Robbie Allman and two for Joey Isaacson. The Dusters, in the fourth quarter play, finally made some free throws. They were 5 out of 5 in the fourth quarter from the line, but the Dusters only 8 of 15 from the free throw line in the ballgame. The Dusters shoot the free throws well in the fourth quarter, 5 out of 5, but only 8 out of 15 on the night from the free throw line. Adams Central, 21 out of 25 from the free throw line here tonight. So that'll do it for the play-by-play. Stay tuned. We'll have our player of the game and the coach's postgame show. Final score, Adams Central 57, Hovers 43. Player of the game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
And now we head back to the gym for the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Adams Central wins it 57-43 over Hovers tonight in this semifinal game of the B5 District. The Patriots gaining control of this game in the third quarter, outscoring the Dusters 10-6, and then hitting their free throws throughout the game, and especially the fourth quarter, 10 out of 12. Adams Central wins it 57-43. They kind of wore out the Dusters down the stretch as the Dusters were forced to foul late and missed their three-point field goal attempts trying to get back in the game. The Patriots win it by 14. 14 points for Zach Hunt for the Patriots, 13 for Matt Overmiller, 10 apiece for Brady Barrett and Nate Arnold. Adams Central wins it by 14. We'll name our player of the game right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Okay, we're going to give our player of the game to Matt Overmiller tonight. He comes in off the bench every game for the Patriots. Did an outstanding job tonight, scored 13 points, 9 of those in the fourth quarter from Matt. He was 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. He also plays for his defense, his defensive work and rebounding, and also scored 13 tonight. That is a great effort by Matt Overmiller. He will be our player of the game tonight in Adams Central's 57-43 victory over the Holdridge Dusters as the Patriots win their 19th game of the year. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next.
You've been listening to the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage continues with the coach's postgame show up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Adams Central wins the 57-43 over Hovers. The Patriots into the championship game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here at Kearney High School. We'll have it for you on right here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. 6:45 pregame tomorrow night. The Patriots will take on the winner of McCook and Lexington. They'll be in game two tonight. Adams Central pulling away in the second half of this game, but the Hovers Dusters in it for just about this entire basketball game. The Patriots led it by 4 at halftime, had a 4-point lead early in the fourth quarter. But Adams Central down the final five and a half minutes of the game, outscored the Dusters 18-8 and win the basketball game by 14, 57-43, as the Patriots shoot those free throws oh so well. 10 out of 12 in the fourth quarter, 21 out of 25 from the line for Adams Central tonight. We'll take our break here and see if we can get Coach Tom Schlechta up here for the coaches' post-game show, still visiting with his troops and the other things he has to do after the game. We'll take our timeout. Be back right after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Patriots win it by the score 57-43. And again, Coach Schlechta is with the troops yet. Another commitment he may have after the game. Doesn't look like we're going to get a chance to talk to him. The Patriots win it 57-43 with Zach Hunt with 14, Matt Obermiller with 13, Brady Barrett with 10, Nate Arnold with 10. But the big key for Adams Central in this game, 21 out of 25 shooting from the free throw line in the ball game as they pull away in the fourth quarter. Outscore the Dusters 18-8 in the final 5.5 minutes to win it 57-43. The Patriots 19-3 on the year will be in the championship game tomorrow night here at Kearney High School against the winner of McCook and Lexington, the second game here tonight. The Dusters closed their season at 7-15, but a great effort by Jerry Buck's kids from Holdridge in this loss tonight. Again, the final score, Adams Central 57 and the Holdridge Dusters 43. That will do it from Kearney High School tonight. We'll have a chance to talk to Coach Schlechta on the pregame tomorrow night and hopefully after the game tomorrow night. But that will do it from Kearney High School. Again, the final score, Adams Central 57, Holdridge 43. For Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the week.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.